The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful Sunday afternoon in mid-October. We're having a great time. It's Thanksgiving for us up here in Canada, all of Canada, and we're enjoying it. So a lot of us are spending some time with family. We're doing the family thing. For quite a few people, it's the first time in a long time because we've had this lockdown, and this symbolizes a lot more freedom. So we're open, we're free, we're able to go out and meet and mingle, be with people, actually give family members a hug or friends that you haven't been able to do. For a long time because of COVID. We're not going to talk about COVID. I'm just simply saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy the family, enjoy the day. And if you are a part of Canada and you do get the holiday, enjoy tomorrow as well. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for joining us. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up. We want you to be alert. We want you to understand that you're limitless, that you are the greatest. And if there is a God that exists, that would be you. Wake up. Wake up is what we aim to do. And for let you become realize and understand that you are a lot more than you think you are, than you know you are. For you to be a part of the greater life, understanding that you're part of a cycle, you're part of the universe, you're attached to the universe as it is attached to you. We're mainly made up of water, such as our planet. We're 80% or two-thirds liquid, so is the planet that we live on is two-thirds. And we're equal to all, and no one is greater. Wake up, everybody. This is your call. If you're hearing me, you want to be here. You're searching. You're understanding spirituality. You're looking for something else. If you're looking, you have found it. For this, I say, everybody, welcome home. Welcome home to what you knew. When you first arrived here, you were a spiritual being. You were guided by the higher self. You were guided by the God that we call God. Whoever that is to you, or whatever that is to you, we had a guide. And as we merge into the human life and learn a lot of human qualities, we forget our place in life. We forget who we are. We forget how to be, how to understand each other, how to be tolerant of one another. And we seek other things like possession. We become more greedy and we want more than the next person. We are the only creatures that will store or put things up or get more in abundance, more than we need, and put it down, more that will even sustain us for the life that we're planning to live here and beyond. Wake up. Open your eyes. realize that there's a lot more to you, that you are not the body. You just use the body as a vehicle, gets you around. And if you instruct it properly, it'll go anywhere and do anything you want it to do, because the mind will tell it what to do. And after a long period of doing that, the body will react on its own and move in accordance to memories of information that was stored by the mind. It does memory. You drive home many times and wonder how you got there. Subconsciously, you weren't there. Subconsciously, you were there. Consciously, you were elsewhere. The body remembered the routine, the symmetrical pattern of every day, and just continued, brought you home or to wherever you had to go, or whatever you were cooking or whatever you were doing. When we tune out and we're not consciously alert of what's going on, subconsciously, that driver takes over. So we have that within us. Welcome to the show. I want to thank all my old-time listeners, long-time listeners and supporters of the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of this. And I want to thank you and welcome to all the new members. Thank you for being a part of this. From anywhere you are around the world, I really appreciate you joining us. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, and make the best of this season. Welcome, everyone. Welcome home. I want to touch on what we call the pineal gland. And it's a part of the brain. It's a small little pea-like thing in the center of your brain. And the best way I could describe this is to say that it's like your internal cell phone and has that ability, or cordless phone, I should say, and has that ability to communicate with others without words, actions, or anything, simply just by engaging the pineal gland. You become more connected, more awake, more alert. This is what we aim to tap into, and that's the long run. And long-time meditators, or people who's been doing it for a very long time, who are quite familiar with the pineal gland, will tell you that if you stimulate it enough, it becomes, and other cultures call this, the third eye. Your chakra, the highest chakra, is attached to it. So the information, it's almost like a tower that would get this information to send it into the processing chamber, if you want to call it that, the pineal gland. And it gives you that amazing ability to connect to everything and to be in tune with everything, to be a part of nature. It is, in my opinion, the nucleus, or the center of that brain that does everything. Your thoughts go through it. Your thoughts are recorded to it. And if you're able, you can operate this like the third eye. I think it's the Hindu culture that believes, or they call it the third eye. A lot of other people actually calls it the third eye, and it is all connected. And it is our source, our guide, or let's just say our tower, the tower for connecting ourselves to spirituality. And this is what we aim to do. You attain this, you get to that by meditating, and you sit still, you meditate. We've talked many times about how to meditate. We've talked many times on the benefits of meditating, and we've had a lot of talks about how we were governed by spirituality, and long before we got into understanding all the complication or the destructions that we see today, because we've walked away or stepped away or dragged away or moved away from our spiritual connection. We need that spiritual connection because it creates balance. Without the balance, we're off-sided, of course, and we move towards things that is more destructive to us or destructive to our planet. So you need spirituality because it's your balance. Much like we have yin and yang, you need a balance. You need your spirituality. You need to tap into your source and learn how to balance yourself and seek what is called happiness, and learn to remove yourself, like I've said many times, from the camouflage that was given to us and forced on us. And we tend to believe it, follow it for a very long, long time. And then we internalize this as truth. And we act accordingly, walking away from what is the most important part of our existence. ourselves, to know who we are. This is why it's important for you to create balance, for you to understand spirituality, for you to understand the need of tapping into the source. Many years ago, before we were fighting each other, we lived as one, guided by spirituality. Somewhere along the journey, it has changed, and others are convincing us that there are many gods out there, you know, gods of the air and the gods of the earth and gods of the undersea and the dead and the trees and the birds and the bees. And we lived accordingly in that time, and then it's changed again. Somewhere along the line, it has changed. Now they say the one God that lives in the sky, and it's out there, not on this planet, it's out there. And we have to follow by the instructions that was given to someone to give to us to pass it on and to pass it to our generations to come. So first, there were no God. We live in the spiritual world. We all got along. We understand that we're all a part of this thing. And we are what Native Indians would refer to as the garden keepers of this land. We are to keep the land. We are to leave this land in a much better, much better place than we have found it. That's our thing. We're keepers. But we haven't been doing that because we were taken away from our spiritual existence, our spiritual guides, our spiritual way of connecting and be and living with nature. We were taken away from that. Then we had war, greed, destruction, the whole thing that you're seeing today. Believe in you and learn to understand that without the spirituality, the existence in the spiritual aspect of your life, you are lacking the balance that is required to be one with nature, one with all that there is, one that accepts who you are. Spirituality is the necessity to control or connect you, not to control, to connect you to the higher being. Instinctively, you get the instructions that is required for you to carry on your everyday life. None of this involves to be afraid. None of this involves greed. None of this would involve insecurity, because you would know thyself. You would truly understand that if a God does exist, you are the God. You are a part of all that there is. The spiritual aspect was taken away from us. We were guided away from it, or it was beaten out of some of us. Either way, it is necessary to create balance. We must understand what it is or who we are. Wake up. Wake up and accept who you are. This is what we talk about. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Reality Radio 101.com. Thank you for joining us. There's a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide, aligns you to your true purpose. You'll hear in it or read in it a lot of the information that we cover on the show. We talk about spirituality. We talk about psychology. We talk about life. We talk about living. We talk about you being happy. We talk about what matters the most, you. Check it out. You could also see us. The book is at Amazon.com. You can also see us at the web page, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. All the shows we do, including this show, will be listed there. And this is living with nature and being one with nature. All the shows are there. A lot of information is there. Also, what we're planning to do in the future is listed there. Check us out, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Thank you again for joining our show. Have we got anything there here?
We have a couple, three or so emails here. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Send us an email with your thoughts or questions or comments or just to say hello. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101 claudetteandjohn@gmail.com. Claudette wrote in, a lot of these emails are going to be kind of the same today. Claudette wrote in and said, "Happy Thanksgiving from Toronto." So Claudette is listening from Toronto. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. Brad writes in. He says, let's see. First off, happy Thanksgiving to you and your staff. What exactly is chakra? That's from Brad. Thank you, Brad. Fred also writes in to say, "Hello, happy Thanksgiving. I enjoy your show, listening to it on my deck with a nice cold beer." Well, that sounds nice. Fred, let us know where you're listening from. That's from Fred. Doris writes in and says, "Happy Thanksgiving, but my question to you today is, I cannot see myself as a god." Wow. And that's from Doris. And back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. And thanks to everyone. I'm going to address all of these. And I want to start with Doris. And understandingly, you cannot, or you and everyone else cannot, see themselves as God. You know why? Because somebody told you otherwise. If you weren't told otherwise, what would your clarification be, or your answer to that even question that you threw at me? If somebody didn't tell you otherwise, if somebody didn't tell you your name was Doris and you're female and you live here, your religion, your belief, you're this, you're everything, and gave you on a platter or in a book all the information in which you should live by, how would you be? If I were to introduce myself, I would say, "I am Barrington," as you would say, "I am," whichever name you're going to present. But the "I am" is accepting the fact that you are saying, "I am God. I am all that there is." It is hard for you to accept the fact that you cannot be God. And I hear this all the time. We were told stories and stories and stories for years as to how greater others are, and how the bigger the God is, and we can never be like that. If someone hadn't told you that story, what would you believe in today? What would you be listening to? Who is God if it's not you? And if you are all a part of everything that exists, wouldn't that mean that you're a part of him? Whichever book you follow or guidance you are taught, or whichever you get your information from, you might realize some of these books even stated that you are the sons of the Most High, and that image was, you were created in that image. You are the God that exists. That is very hard for a lot of people to hear, very hard for a lot of people to accept, very hard, because you believe a truth that hasn't been proven to be truth. You believe a story that was told to you, as we all have believe the stories that was told to us. What would you believe if it wasn't told to you? I hope I answered that for you. Fred, you're loving the show. Thank you, man. I'm jealous. I want to be there with you and having a beer, but today's a family day. It's Thanksgiving. It's the first one we've had for a very long time. But thank you for joining the show, and thank you for sharing with us. And I hope you stick around and listen. And to everybody else who's listening to this, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Enjoy all the beauties that comes with it, hanging out with your family and that kind of stuff. Brad, you were asking about chakra. We touched on that a few weeks ago, and we sort of dabbled into it a little bit. The chakras, okay, so they exist in some of us, and a lot of people are saying they don't exist. They're, let's say, almost like the tower, the receptive tower in your body that's going to take all the information that is required from a spiritual level to divert this throughout your system. Okay, so imagine this being like a telephone tower of some sort. Information will come into you, goes into the chakra, and it'll do what it's supposed to do for the body. Also, it could be used for healing. A lot of people use chakras for healing and just making the body well. They exist in you. In answering the question directly as to what is a chakra, they're the ports in your body that governs all that is in the body, emotional, physical, and all these things could be replaced. So you can say it's the port of the information source that's going to come into your body, the chakras, and there's six of them. We only talk, mainly speak of the five, and the sixth one will sit on the top of the head, a little bit above the crown of the head, actually. It's not physically connected because it's purely spiritual, and that would be the tower that signals you with the pineal gland, and I said that earlier, to connect to the spiritual world. that you're a part of. I hope that answered the question. Claudette, thank you very much. And thank you for the Thanksgiving request. I had a thought just a minute ago, but thank you very much for being a part of that. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving from Toronto and from everybody around the world. Happy Thanksgiving if you're following that, or happy holidays, however you slice that down. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. I had a very lengthy conversation, and I want to stay in the spiritual realm, but I want to stay, I also want to mention about inheriting downfalls that was given to us from our ancestors, and we're acting. I made a comment earlier about leaving the planet in the shape or better shape that you found it in when you show up, because it's our responsibility. It is our duty to be great gardeners for this land until our time has passed and we continue and leave a good, better place to the generation to come. Or generations to come. However, it's not working that way. So I say, if you ever find yourself stuck on the back of a tiger, what would you do? You're stuck on the back of a tiger, what would you do? What would a wise man do, I should say, or a wise person do? Because remember, if you try to get off, you will be consumed by that tiger. If you try to get off that tiger, you're going to be eaten by the tiger. So what would you do if you find yourself stuck on the back of a tiger? It seems as if you may not have a choice but to enjoy the ride, and no pun intended. The problem we face today wasn't created by this generation. It was created by many, many generations ago. And now we're stuck in a position where we have to somehow try to fix and clean it, straighten it up, fix it. But we can't, because we've inherited the bad, the wrongdoing from our ancestors. And we find ourselves in a position where we need to defend ourselves, but we can't, because we've inherited the luggage or the bad that was given to us. We're guilty because we're born in this group of people, in that group of people, in this group of people. We're stuck in a position. We can't change it. We have to maintain the rigidity of this course simply because it was handed to us. We're born in it. I hope you're following me on this one, folks. I really do. We are on the back of a tiger. We can't get off, because if we do, we'd be consumed. The wrongdoing that was done to the Native Indians and the land, or the slavery, or the everything that's gone bad in the world in a very long time, has come down to the fact that we have to maintain the position that we're in, because we can't change it. Inheritedly, it was passed down, and we're stuck in this position. I hope you're following me on this one. How do you get off the back of a tiger without being consumed by the tiger? If you've done something horrible, or you're born into this system and realize your ancestors have done something really, really horrible, can you change it? Not while you're on the back of a tiger. You have to maintain it, because you know if you try to change that position by getting it off, you will get consumed by that tiger. What position then would you take? I thought I'd throw that out there. It's a big one. It's going to make you think about it for a very long time and see that the position that you're in life, whichever group of people you're part of, you understand that you may not have much of a choice other than to continue what you're doing. I just thought I'd say that, and I'm just really hoping people are following me on this one today. I am feeling it. So going back to our spiritual world, and hold on one second there. Do we have any emails?
Not yet. Nope.
Not yet. Okay. So we are on this planet in a self-destructive path, and we are breaking this down ourselves because we have given up on the idea of living in unity, living and trying to be a part of one. We've given up on that idea because we're too busy thinking that we're better, or we're not as good, we're not worthy, or by all means, we're superior. We think all these crazy thoughts, which means you're not the balanced person that you need to be, which means you're not spiritually guided. We've tried everything else. We've seen how the world has worked. We see the chaos that we're a part of, and we see the self-destructive nature of our existence, the way we live life. We see these things, but yet we try not to change them. Are we afraid to implement change? Are we just acknowledging the fact that we're stuck in the position that we're in, and we don't have the ability to make that change? We're not stuck. Change is inevitable, I must say, but change is necessary at any step of the way, because change is what we need to do. We're on a self-destructive path. This planet has started itself 5 times over already. The last one was about 60 million years ago with the big animals. You know, more than 2/3 of the existence of the planet had died, and then it had to restart. And we're on that same path of the inevitable, because we're not coming together to make it work. We have become adapted to our environment, and we take on the roles that was given to us by our great-great-grandparents, and we follow the trend and what it seems. And if you look around, you'll hear, if you do the research and whatnot, you'll see a lot of the animals that were on this planet, they're not anymore. So we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. A lot of the insects that are on this planet, they're not anymore. Therefore, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. When will we say, oh, a lot of the humans that are on this planet, they're not here anymore? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. I'm just saying that. Connect yourself to spirituality. Get into the world. Learn to balance yourself. And by all means, it teaches you how to be happy. If we believe the stories that were told to us many generations ago, even when we were unable to read, we were told stories, and then we inherit this and make it a part of our existence. Some of the groups of people, some of the groups out there that's guiding and telling people, they speak about God and godliness and heavenly and all these great things. But the organization is the number one cause for poverty. How do you celebrate, or how do you feel great about this source that is killing so many others? When I speak of another group, you hear of all these things that were done to little children, for example. But you're still a part of that organization because you don't think it has anything to do with you. You could see the flaws in the organization that you're part of, but you don't think it has anything to do with your existence. It's not me. It's not me. It wasn't here. It was over there. It has nothing to do with me. Wow. Really? It has everything to do with everyone. You're supporting a cause that is being destructive to another people, to another group. Do you laugh when somebody tells you a racist joke? Because it's not funny to everybody. Can't be. You are a part of this. And if you support that source that's doing destructive to others, what are you telling me about you? Tap into your region, tap into your spirituality, tap into your source. Learn who you are and understand that we are all the same, and we need to learn to be tolerant of each other and respectful of everyone. This is all I'm saying. How do you support that organization that is doing destruction to others? Do you understand what I've said to you about if it's not true, don't say it? If it's not yours, don't take it? If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it? How do you support the organization that's doing wrong to others? You're just as guilty. Maybe more of guilty because you're pretending to be innocent or innocuous of whatever it is that's going on. So, do you have the ability to take a look at the changes that is required within you to make a system work? The machine that we all serve right now is being destructive. We're part of that machine. It's being very destructive. We're on the back of the tiger among everyone else. When will you implement change? Change yourself, and others around you will see the change and embrace it. This is what I say. Connect yourself to spirituality. Connect yourself. Learn to meditate. You're listening to Barrington. Awaken and Ascension Guide is the book. I want you to check it out. It aligns you to your true purpose. It talks a lot about how to tap into your true self to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. You can purchase this at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Aligns yourself to your true purpose. You can look at us on the website, see what we've been through, the program, what we're doing, all the shows that we've put there. They will be labeled. If they're not labeled yet, we're working on them. Every time we do a show, we have a name for it. If you want to tap in to hear something you may have missed, the information is there, and you could download, listen, enjoy. I hear people tell me all the time, they put it in the car when they're driving or when they're going for their hike, or which I don't recommend you walk and listen to anything except nature. Or if you're trying to block out the sounds around you, maybe if you're walking around the city. But if you have the opportunity and you're blessed to go walk through nature, please just do it and hear all the sounds that you could possibly hear, because it is the way it was supposed to be. It's not some heavy rap music or heavy metal. Not saying it's bad. I'm simply saying when you're in nature, you act and live with nature. Have we got anything there else?
We have a couple of emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Write us right now with your comments, questions, anything at all. Say hello. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Instudio101@gmail.com. Brian wrote in, kind of funny here, and he says, if I was on the back of the tiger, I would make sure my gun was loaded. So thank you, Brian. Thank you very much, Brian, for that comment. I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. Okay. Nat, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Sorry, sir. Says, happy Thanksgiving. Interesting show today. Very interesting. And that's from Nat or Nate. And I think you answered Zach's question already. Zach wanted to know, where online are your past shows available and are they free? And that's from Zach. Back to you.
The past shows, there's a couple of things on YouTube. I haven't done that one, follow up with it for a long time. Answer, yes, they're free. And if you visit our website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The shows are all listed there, yes, and you could download them for free, load up on it, listen to it all you want. Nate, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you, unusual show. Okay. Fair enough. We don't have a theme that we follow. We know we generally speak of what's in this box, this area, and it's all governed by spirituality. So we're just picking something and we're going with it. And this is what we do all the time. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing part of your Thanksgiving day with us. We are happy that you're here. Thank you for the email. But we had one other one, and for something, Gary, I completely lost Brian's.
Brian said if he was on the back of a tiger, were asking, right? He says he'd make sure his gun was loaded. And he said that with a smile face here. So he's joking around.
I understand that. Maybe that's why I lost it. No, it was an accident. Yes, I agree with that. And desperately, Brian, it sounds like you'd want off. you definitely want off. And if your gun is loaded, you definitely wouldn't be going for the ride and just following things as they seem or as they appear to be. So yeah, you would want off. And I think a lot of people would, but of course, and a lot of us don't have a loaded gun to get, you know, to do that. But anyway, I get your joke. Thank you very much. I appreciate you sending in your joke. We're talking about guides. We talk about being on the back of the tiger. And we're talking about, we want to know what life was like before we got into not believing into our following and being a part of spirituality. We've seen the destruction that's occurred over years and decades and generations from not being spiritually connected. Because I know for sure that the wars, all the wars that I've been told about, was a part of this disagreement according to religion, if you want to say it that way. A lot of them. So if I haven't heard one that was a spiritual war and it was caused because of any disruption or any chaos in spirituality. And I haven't seen that yet because it takes you to your natural path. It takes you to the guide. It takes you to where you want to be. So you're very unlikely going to become aggressive or disrespectful or hurtful or any of these things. And it's being taught and being said many times that if you are spiritually connected, you'll be less confused. And a lot of what we suffer day to day in our existence is the fact that we're unable to think clear, where our thoughts are jumbled together, we get sick. You know, we're doing a whole bunch of things in our own minds and we get sick from it. So if you're going to find an easier path through life that will just gently guide you, like the canoe gently slow, you know, sailing down the river, then you want that path because the path of least resistance is the one that we want to take on. It's to run and fight and climb and to get to the top of the mountain only to find out that you're too exhausted to appreciate the view. And why do we need to run and climb and get to the top of that mountain or to acquire all this great wealth that we're too exhausted to appreciate? And most often wish we didn't take that route. Why are we running so hard to get to something that we can't benefit from? What are we trying to do? What was life like before we were taught how to be greedy or thinking we're greater than others? What was life like? We were tolerant of each other. We see the monuments that's been left by societies and civilization that's existed long before us. I've often wondered what would we leave behind. I've often wondered that. Maybe just a land without trees or something like that. I've often wondered that. You know, we don't have the pyramid, or at least not yet, or the Stone Age or anything else that we've seen out there for existence of other civilization. And here we are fighting each other, fighting against each other, poisoning each other, and mistreating each other as opposed to working together in unity as we're supposed to. And being spiritually guided as we're supposed to. Follow what we're supposed to do and be the awesome gardeners of this land. This requires you to understand your post. And in doing that, you have to know thyself. And in order for you to know thyself, you must be connected to your spiritual guide, must be connected to your spiritual existence. Then you know yourself, you know your part, and none of this will involve you wanting to take advantage, con other people, to take advantage of other people. You'll have no desire to do that once you're true and you're pure and you live in unity with the person that stands next to you, be it your neighbor, one across a pond from another planet. You are still sharing every single thing. The only differences between us is what we were told by others. That's the only difference, or created by the culture. It's the only difference. Other than that, we're all the same. We're all connected. We're all one. What was life like before we were told to follow this group or that group or disrespect that group or hate this group? Couldn't you imagine what it would be like if that did not exist? We had an email earlier of someone saying that they couldn't believe, accept the fact that they're a God. That was Doris. Doris had emailed in and said, I can't accept the fact that I'm God. And I appreciate that. And everybody else will say the same. A lot of other people say the same. But of course, that answer has come from you simply because of what you were told. If you believe there's a God and he wakes you up or she wakes you up at night and says, this is who I am. This is what it's all about. Here's how life should be. Then you call him Mr. Spirituality because that's how it's going to happen. Other than that, you'll never get another tale, another story, other than from somebody else who's tried to convince you of something else that's going to benefit them. But of course, it's being preached to you that it's going to be to your benefit. But if this organization, you know, it's not for your benefit. You're just hearing it. And it's a message that was given to you. Is it true? Is it hard for everyone out there to accept the fact that they can't be God? Try to imagine or try to remember when you're 5 years old and they said this man was going to fly around in the middle of the night, December 24th, and deliver candy to your or gifts to your house. And man, you knew that was true. You followed it. You went to bed on time. You're a good person. You kept up all the greatness. You sent letters. You went to you were amazed by it. And I think maybe around 9, 10 years old, you realize, oh, that was just all a story. Coincidentally enough, the same time of the year is when the other guy popped up. You know, I'm not going to get into that, but I'm simply saying that when we're told something, we just believe it, we go with it, we live accordingly, and we follow the rules, and we follow the rules, and we're not even sure what the rules, why. Why? Last week, I told you the story about the monkey in the cage, monkeys in the cage, and an electric pole with the banana hanging from the roof of the cage, the ceiling of the cage. And every time they try to get up that cage, that pole to get the bananas, they would get zapped, to get electric shock. And they would try and try and try. And eventually they just gave up because they realized in order to get to this, it's going to be too painful. So they took one of the monkeys out and put another one, a new one in who tried to do the same thing. And of course, the other three jumped on him and beat him up. And this continued until all the monkeys were taken out. And now everybody who comes into that monkey that comes into that cage and tries to climb that post, he's getting beat up. And none of the monkeys know why. None of the monkeys know why. They're just doing the beat up thing. We're just following what we were told without questioning it. We're giving our entire life to something without the question, is it true? We're doing that. Why are we doing that? Because you've been doing it now for so long, your body remembers all the patterns, your body remembers all the moves, your body is just taking over, your mind doesn't have to think anymore because now your body is in charge, much like I said earlier about you driving home when you're really, really tired and your subconscious mind just finish up for you so you don't, you know, make an accident or something. Consciously, you were not there. We were told stuff. Every single one of us, when we were young, by your parents, who said, you can't do it. You're not going to make it. It's not enough for you. You know, you're not pretty enough. And on top of all of that, we were told what to believe. So we're in an institution that breaks us down and then give us poison. Wow. They break us down and then they give us poison. As if the poison wasn't good enough. In case it's not working right away, let me just cut off a couple of toes or an ankle. We're part of an organization. We're part of an existence. Wake up. You're being told something that is not true. And if you want to know if it's truth, at least find it for yourself. Do not be the sheep. You cannot spend this lifetime being the sheep because someone said it was true. Do you need something else? Because you can convince yourself it's the truth because you've been doing it for so long. You now know it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And some people say to you, you're God, you know, you're crazy for even thinking that. That's, I think it's called blaspheming or something like that. But why aren't you? Why are you not finding out? When you have that burning question within you and you want some more, and the leader of your group is telling you, I don't know, and if you were supposed to know, the big guy will tell you. If you are supposed to know, you are supposed to know. You're a curious mind. Tap into your own source and find your own way. And you do not have to let go. For a lot of you, it's impossible to let go of what you were told thus far. But just open a window, make a crack, and look at something else. See if there's a possibility that there could be a bit of truth to the fact that we were living a spiritual life when we were balanced and we're not doing it anymore. We have been removed. We're far removed from that. Why do we allow ourselves to blindly follow what someone else is saying? That's how we get taken. We get conned. You believe it's the truth. What makes it so naive? Where is your instinctive protection? Where is your instinctive protection? Yeah, they say follow your gut. And it's true. It's actually follow your gut. That is a spiritual guide telling you, hey, don't do this. Don't do that. Stay away from this. Or go here. Go there. But we also don't listen to that. And we were told a very long time ago, a lot of us, that don't worry about it. Somebody will get them. Karma will get them. Probably true. It's probably true. But, you know, you're not going to get satisfaction of seeing it being done. Tap into your spirituality, folks. Wake up. Realize who you are. Know thyself. Know thyself. So we started today talking about the pineal gland, and that's very important for a lot of the information that I've mentioned today. Understanding the pineal gland and that little thing in the brain gets all the information to you. If you want to be woken up, be spiritually awake, you may need to engage that. You may need to learn to figure out how to get the third eye open. I don't think in a lot of cases it's going to happen overnight. It involves you getting on a path, the path of least resistance, and follow all that you need to follow to get in the way of knowing how to get to knowing who you are. And in doing so, we engage the pineal gland. We engage that. And it allows us to wake up. A lot of the listeners who email us all the time says, I make them think and say, great. I admire that. Because once you engage the thought process, you get that wheel rolling, you're well on your way. And if you are, if your desire, your determination, and all these things are strong enough to get you there, by all means, go for it. A lot of you will listen to this show and say, oh, I don't believe that. I had a conversation recently. Somebody says, I didn't believe that statement. I don't agree with this statement. My question is then, why not? And what reference do you have? Do you have something tangible to prove otherwise? Because I have something tangible to prove what I'm saying. You just need to be able to get involved and learn how to get there. There is proof. Let any other group suggest or show you their proof. You've been believing something too long. You have convinced yourself it's the absolute truth. You've convinced yourself of that. You've convinced yourself of that. When you were young and you're so deeply in love, it was the greatest thing possible. And then you grew up and now you're looking at that little puppy love you had and said it was cute. Would you govern your entire life today based on that? Because now we see things different. We're taller. We could see much clearer over the fence. Wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. do not allow them to tell you. And the more you listen, the more you hear, the more you're convinced, the more you're brainwashed into believing that this is the truth, the whole truth. So it has to be. And you govern your life according to this because you've convinced yourself it's the absolute truth. And you've been doing it for such a long time, you do not know how to undo it. Would you try if you realize that the information that was given to you is the cause of a major global problem? We're having like poverty, even worse than that, self-doubt, insecurity, our fear. Would you still want to be a part of that? You're so afraid. You're too afraid to leave. That's how afraid you are. So too afraid to leave. That's some serious mind control. So you are doomed to sit on the back of that tiger for the duration of your time. That sucks. Have we got anything else there?
We do. Speaking of the tiger, Shannon writes in and says she's listening from Oshawa today. And she says, if we stay on the back of the proverbial tiger, does that mean we are just too afraid to step out of what we know? At some point, don't we have to take a chance? If we don't take a chance, how are we going to continue to grow? And that's from Shannon in Oshawa. Thank you, Shannon. Also, Martha wrote in, and Martha said, what is the basic difference between spirituality and religion? And lastly, Roxanne writes in just to say, I am enjoying the show this afternoon. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And back to you.
Well, thank you for that request and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you for taking the time to give us your thoughts. And the difference, Martha, between spirituality and religion, one of them is a group of instructions that were given to you by somebody along the way. You didn't just wake up one day and became this religion without you getting instructions from day one based on the group that you're part of as to how to conduct, how to live, what to do, what not to do, and stuff like that. Spirituality is the existence of life. It is what you are. It is who you are. Spirituality is a way, it's like walking into the water. It's around you everywhere and you cannot go in it and not come back out wet. It's just how it is. Religion is a set of rules that was put together for us to follow and we tend to do it blindly. Spirituality is the door that's open to everything that's all that there is. What is spirituality? It's this quest for knowledge and wisdom. It is the path that's going to guide you to everything that you hold true, everything that you want, your desires, and everything that exists and is available to you. What is the difference between spirituality and religion? Wow. Let's just say one is the starting of it. Let's say the religion is the river and the spirituality is the ocean. The river runs to the ocean. All religion should lead to spirituality. They all go there. It's the start. It's a method in which to wake you up to what is truth. And what is the truth? It's a guide that takes you to where you need to go. It's the guide that walks you down the dark alley. The religion is the river that flows into the spirituality. Or if you want to look at it in the elephant analogy I use all the time, let's say religion represents one portion of the elephant, like the ear, the trunk, the tail, the belly, the back, whatever. And the spirituality is the entire elephant. So within your religion, you can see you are a part of the spiritual existence, but you're not getting it fully because you're still hating people. You're still starting wars. You're still doing a whole bunch of bad things. And when you're a part of the entire elephant, if you want to say that, or the ocean, you can understand that the spirituality is quite different than the religion. Thank you for that. Shannon, wow, that was a very deep question. And should we try to get off the back of the tiger, or are we too afraid? Well, we were given instructions many generations. Yes, we should try, and we have a responsibility to give back the planet in better shape than we found it. But you were born on the back of that tiger. You know nothing different. and you realize, because the tiger is going to try to consume your life. So we should try. How do we do it? It has to be done collectively. All the people that's around you or out there that's not on the back of the tiger needs to take an understanding. And I hope people are following what I'm trying to say. Take an understanding in learning that the people that are trapped on the back of the tiger needs their help. That's what it takes. Because by yourself, by that group or collective group that's gathered in the back of that bad situation, there's not much you could do to change that, because it will consume you. And not only that, you're so afraid that you're just going to accept what it is. It is what it is. But everybody collectively has the ability to calm that tiger and let you free. Let yourself, or set you free. I hope that answers that question. And thank you very much, Ms. Shannon, for that. I appreciate that. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and you're here. You're having a happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's out there, who's enjoying the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Hang out with your family. Be safe. Now, for the last couple of minutes, we want to say it's the holiday. I didn't talk today much about COVID, because we've heard enough. We've actually heard enough of it, and we're learning to deal with it. And every day, little by little, the doors open a little wider, and we're coming a lot closer to understanding that this too shall pass, even though every once in a while I hear about another variant that's popping up here, and this rule and that rule. I think we've all heard enough of it to enjoy the life. I want you to live and live happy. For a lot of people, for the last 2 years or since COVID been in our face, we've had a very, very rough time. We've had a hard time. Please don't spend your little bit of time that we may have left worrying about all the bad things. Try to see the good that you could do within this pandemic time. See the good and live happy within those moments. Yes, we understand that things are tighter, more restrictive, very expensive, all these things. But in the meantime, you hold it to yourself to have the best moment, the best moment. And it's now. So enjoy the good aspect of it and not to swing on the negativity of it. Because when you do that, you find yourself going down a rabbit hole. And sometimes it's just too darn hard to turn around and come back for that, to come back from that. If you find yourself stuck on the back of a tiger, you hold it to yourself to do whatever you can to get off, so you're not being governed by his actions, his mood, his journey, his destination. You actually have a life of your own that you can assume. It's hard to do. Everything that we try to do is difficult. Everything is hard. And that's why it's worthwhile trying. You have to have the desire to get up and do something different. And in Shannon's question there, she said, shouldn't we try to do something? Absolutely try to do something. And a parting note I want to give to everybody who's listening to this, please, in everything you do in all of your life, try to have something to look forward to. Just have something to look forward to. Is it the project? It's the honey-do list? It's to clean this? It's have something to look forward to. It gives you a purpose. And it wouldn't hurt if it was 10 years from today or tomorrow or the day of, because you will remind yourself to stay alive, stay active, and stay well when you have something to do. We encourage everybody. Thank you again for joining us. For everybody who's taking the time to email us, check us out at HEAMI. BarringtonAwaken.com. The information is there for you. A lot of the great shows. Today's show was about living with nature. And I'm saying that because I simply want you to get connected and live the best life that you could possibly live. Think about it. Get involved in spirituality. Open your third eye. And once you're able to do that, spirituality will be yours. Thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.